This most recent legislative session had four major bills that dealt with guardianship, and some of them are going to be addressed specifically. Later on in the afternoon, they're going to talk about Supported Decision-Making Agreement Act that was passed. And today, we're going to speak mainly focusing in on alternatives to guardianships and supports and services and some legislation that has come up during the session regarding the Bill of Rights. Now, back in 1993, Texas was in the forefront of adopting some provisions in the old probate code, and I think it's 602 or 603, that said we need to be looking at the least restrictive type of intervention when we create a guardianship. And that was just an exhortation to all of us. That's what we needed to be thinking about. But last session, for the first time, the Texas legislature mandated that we courts themselves, and obviously it's going to affect lawyers, applicants, and ad litems, that we look and consider alternatives to guardianships and support and services before we ever create a guardianship. And we were also did some business with Supported Decision Making Act. We were the first state to do it. It's my understanding that Delaware has adopted an act itself, but that will be discussed at the 415 section. Now, Craig is going to first talk about alternatives to guardianship, and then Richard's going to come back and talk about supports and services and what that means. One thing I do want to emphasize is that the legislature changed the law in terms of guardianship education. In the past, it was that attorney ad litems need to be certified, and now the legislature, after reviewing what lawyers were doing on the applicant side and reviewing what judges were doing, has decided that the applicant's lawyers, along with the attorney ad litem lawyers, all need to be educated and be certified.